Jayla, it certainly is a pleasure to visit with you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, and you?
We're doing outstanding.
Yeah.
We can't figure out whether it's your Lorna or Yanni, but you know.
Do you know what that is all about?
No.
The Laurel. Okay. We should do this.
Yeah.
We've got an audio clip for you here, Jayla. Okay, it's sweeping around the internet right now. There's an audio clip that people are having a hard time, you know, it either says Laurel or Yanny, okay?
Yeah, if you remember that thing from a couple years ago, whether the dress was white and gold or blue and black, it's one of those same sorts of things.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
Okay, so I'm going to play some audio for you.
Keith's a little.
I've heard both, though.
He's half a bubble off plum. So.
Jayla, I have heard on this show, we've done it like three or four times, and I've heard different things each time. I've heard, and one of our listeners heard urinal, so I mean.
What?
Yeah.
Isn't one of those things, like, if you think about it, that's what you hear?
It's a frequency deal. Whatever frequency
whatever frequency your hearing is sensitive to, that's what you hear. So it's there's no real right answer.
Yeah.
Except it's Laurel.
Well, Jayla, this has been, you know, one heck of a year for you. You know, you triple jumped in competition for the first time during the indoor season, and what you've done this time is meet after meet is reset your own school record. You know, how do you go from never having competitively triple jumped before into basically breaking the school record and then resetting it week after week?
Honestly, I'm a competitor. Like, I just love to compete. Like, every time when I get around competition that is, like, better than me or on my level, I always, like, get bigger and better marks. So I know my coach expected me to, like, only go, like, 40-41, I think. And I kind of, like, mentally, like, seen another girl, like, after I broke the record when I first attempted to do it, I had a competition the next meet, and it was, like, she was ranked, like, above me. So I was like, okay, you got to bring it. And then, like, once I start getting the rhythm, I start adding more speed behind it. And then, like, I continue to get farther and farther. So I think, like, speed and me being light and all that, just being a competitor, has a lot to do with how successful I am right now. So
when you first, you know, because you had never triple jumped before you started here at the university, did it just begin to feel the rhythm? Did it feel right to you when you started doing it? So, you just sort of fell into it naturally, or was it hard to get the rhythm down?
It kind of just came naturally, and like I feel like my coach is an amazing coach. If you know Quincy Howe, like he's a great coach. So a lot of the stuff we do for long, it really translates to triple jump. So like even though like I never like practiced for it, it kind of like correlated to it. So I still was able to like jump well, and it just came naturally, just because we do so much work and like bounding and different stuff like that to help me like get the rhythm of triple jump.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe at the Mount West Championships last weekend, you won the triple jump on your final jump. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
So what was that like, knowing you needed to, on your last jump, you needed to exceed somebody in front of you? You mentioned your competitor. I mean, what was going through your mind as you were attempting that last jump?
So I didn't get to jump one of my jumps because I ran the 4x1. Mm-hmm. So when I seen the girl from San Jose, I think,
yeah.
Yeah, she, like, passed me on one of her jumps. So, like, mentally, I, like, just go isolate myself and just talk to myself, like, you know what, Jayla? Like, go for it. Like, what do you have to lose? Like, just go for it. And I went for it, and I ended up PRing. I didn't even realize I PR'd because my reaction probably would have been completely different. But, yeah, like, it was just a true blessing. And I was, like, kind of shocked because it's, like, when I jump this far, I feel like it's so effortless. So I'm, like, waiting until I get to, like, the 44 range and the 45. So I'm hoping that comes next week.
Yeah, because the West prelims or West regionals are coming up soon. I'm guessing you have one of the top throw or one of the top jumps to get into to the West prelims, correct? You're not on the bubble or anything, right? You don't have to really wait.
Nope.
So you're headed there. You're headed there. What's the excitement level for you right now as you get ready and continue to prepare for that and hopefully, you know, even further going to the national meet after that?
Oh, I'm, like, completely excited because even right now with the jumps I'm jumping, I'm, like, sitting at, like, sixth or seventh maybe and for the West. And even for long jump, I made it. So I might have an opportunity in that as well. So it's just been, like, a true blessing for me because coming in, like, my freshman year, I barely missed first round. And then sophomore year, I couldn't even jump at all. So it's, like, really exciting to see myself, like, actually doing something and actually making it in both my events and having the opportunity to make it to nationals.
You mentioned you're qualifying in the long jump as well. We talked to Kevin McKinney earlier today, and I know you talked to him recently. He said you were disappointed in your long jump performance at the Mount West Championships, even though you finished third. Is that the case? Did you feel like you should have or could have done better in that event?
Oh, yeah, like, I was very disappointed because I had took in Long Beach, so I had got a big, big jump. I had, like, went over, like, 20 feet, like, 21 mid, and they accidentally raked up my mark because they thought it was a foul. So they gave me an extra jump. So I keep, like, I know I can jump 21 feet, and it just hasn't happened yet for me. So I'm just hoping that it happens at first round for me. But I was really disappointed because I won my freshman year conference for long, and I've been really wanting to get my title back for long jump. So that's a big goal for me, and because it didn't happen this year, I'm really aiming for it next year and to get a bigger mark and maybe take down the record for long jump as well for my school.
You know, it still just kind of surprises me that you know, this was the first year that you had triple jumped competitively. Had you ever even tried the event, even like a practice or anything like that, at any other point in your career?
No, I never triple jumped a day in my life. I remember sophomore year, I would watch, like, Scott Carter and everyone, like, triple jump all the time, and I'm a visual learner, so that kind of helped me a lot, like, just watching such good people, like, triple jump at the university. And I remember Coach wanted me to try it my sophomore year, and, like, my coordination was just terrible, and I kept, like, tripping over myself, and I just could not get it. So I was like, yeah, just leave me in the 60 right now because I'm not getting it.
Right. Well, with you, I mean, you've had such success long jumping, and I know you were a successful sprinter. You know, has the success you've had in triple jump, has that kind of changed the course of your career?
Oh, most definitely. Like, it has opened many doors for me. I think once I get the hang of triple jump even more, I might have an opportunity to try to further my career in track and maybe potentially try and go professionally in triple jump. Just knowing, like, I really haven't been doing this that long, and just knowing, like, over time how much I'll grow and how much stronger I'll get, I can see so much potential in triple jump.
Jayla, what's the goal when you get to the West prelims? What do you have a mark in mind that you want to reach by the end of the season for you know, your last jump, wherever that may be?
So I want to go like 1380 meters, okay. Possibly like 45, maybe 44 feet. Whatever happens, I'll take. If it's only 43.10 again, I'll take that just to get me to nationals. That's all I'm aiming for right now. Just give me the nationals, and we'll see what happens there and if I can pull out a bigger mark.
What is it, top 12 from the West prelims go to nationals? Is that correct, or is it top?
Yes, sir.
Top 12. So, well, you're right there, smack dab in the middle of it, Jayla, and we appreciate the time. I you know, you mentioned Coach Howell, and I know what he did with Scott Carter last year when he finished third at Nationals. William Nolan's another one who's just a freshman over there that has really come on strong. I don't know if he'll make the West prelims or not, but what has Quincy Howe meant to not only you, but all the jumpers over there at Wyoming?
Oh, he's an amazing coach. When I say he tells you what you're doing wrong and knows what you're doing wrong, and all you have to do is listen, and it will make the biggest difference. Like, he just really analyzes us and really technical, like, knows our stride length, know when to hit our board, lets us know, how many steps we need to take. Like, he's an amazing coach, and you can tell he's so dedicated and just loves the program and loves the kids. So, that helps, and just to see him, smile and happy and, to cheer me on, it's amazing experience to have, a connection and bond with your coach and to know, he's rooting for you and really hoping the best for you. It's been a great experience. I think he has recruited great kids coming up. Will is going to be amazing. Hopefully he gets a call or has to call in because he's going to be something great. We have a lot of people, Quincy has recruited so good, and we have a lot of talented kids coming in for jumps. So I'm really excited and proud with my coach. Very great person and just in general an extraordinary coach.
Awesome stuff. Jayla, we appreciate the time so much. Best of luck at the West Regionals next week. And, man, I hope we see you at the national meet. That's going to be awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
There you go.